Welcome, Indians fans, to Downtown Indians, a Downtown Sports Network production. I'm your host, Zach Martin. Hope you enjoy the episode. Let's play ball.
Beats by Esco.
Hey, what's going on, Indians fans? Welcome back to episode 5 of Downtown Indians. Yes, this is a surprise episode. I know I haven't, usually in the past, give you guys a heads up like, hey, we're going to have an episode tonight, or, you know, send me some fan questions, but I figure, you know what? Baseball surprised everyone with coming back yesterday. Why not drop an episode today? And that's what the base of this entire episode is going to be, is talking about how baseball somehow, miraculously, through the baseball gods themselves, praise be to the almighty baseball gods, baseball is going to be back 1 week from today. Man, I am beyond excited. I thought we might not have any baseball this year. I had no idea what was going on. It was just a whirlwind over the last 3 months. Like, are they going to have it? Are they not going to have it? But now it is officially official. As of yesterday evening, baseball is going to be back. And according to Jeff Passan on Twitter, he says that the Major League Baseball Players Association has agreed to report to training camps by July 1st and play a 60-game season, sources tell ESPN. But deal is not finalized yet, which it actually is. This was at 6 o'clock last night, so it has been finalized. One last health and safety hurdle to get over, and Major League Baseball will be back a week from tomorrow, which was also agreed upon on the procedures for how to deal with coronavirus and get teams to facilities and all that stuff. So all of this has been finalized and it is legit. Baseball is back. MLBPA later that night on Twitter even tweeted out, all remaining issues have been resolved and players are reported to training camps. This was at 8:41 last night. Then at 9:10, Bob Nightingale, the schedule has been sent to the MLBA for approval. The teams will play 10 games against opponents in their own division and 20 games against teams in interleague play, sticking to geographic region, AL East versus NL East, and etc. Which means that the Indians will be playing the teams in the AL Central in the NL Central, which we'll get to in a little bit. This is from Bob Nightingale. This has also been approved, so everything I'm reading to you guys has been approved. I'm just recounting everything that went on last night in the chronological order of time. Bob Nightingale, also again last night at 10 o'clock. Clubs will open the season with 30 players until the 15th day of the season, 28 players until the 28th day, and then 26 for the duration. There will be no expanded roster in September. This is basically telling us that how the rosters are going to play out from the start of the season until about September when the season ends, where they're talking about September 27th will be the last regular season game before we get into the playoffs. But this is how the rosters are going to break down. And they even talked about, you know, what happens if players get coronavirus, or they get injured and stuff like that. Guys who do get coronavirus, they are on a coronavirus list, which doesn't really have a set time schedule. You can be on it for a week, you can be on it for 3 weeks or 4 weeks. It all really depends. There's no set time on that. So basically, it all depends on the situation of how the symptoms are, how they're dealing with the coronavirus on a player by player basis. So like I said, that coronavirus list doesn't really have a set date. Now, guys who are going to be placed on the disabled list during this point are going to have, the minimum is 10 games, but there won't be a 60 game. They're talking about doing to a 40 to 45 game long-term injured list. So instead of the normal 60 120 and all that. The load, they're going to go between 40 and 45 if they have guys that are going to need longer time to recover besides the 10-day DL list. And so, like I said earlier, the teams of the Indians will be facing this upcoming season in 2020. 40 games against the AL Central. That means we got the White Sox, the Tigers, the Royals, and the Twins. However they break that up, it all depends. It could be 5 games here, 4 games there. It just all depends on what MLB wants to do with that. Schedules haven't really been set in stone or released yet because, you know, they just got this all finalized last night. It might take a bit until they figure out for sure what it's going to be like, where teams are going to be playing on travel and all that stuff, and what kind of series they're going to play. They're going to do like a short series somewhere else and then come back, or try to even it all up. It all really depends. So as of right now, a good 40 of the 60 games, which is like 2/3 basically, is going to be the Indians against the AL Central teams, which basically means the Indians off the jump need to be ready to go when the season starts, because you got 40 games in your division and you're trying to make the playoffs. Every one of those games is really going to matter more than anything else. And the Indians, they can't have a season where like last year, where they were so far behind the Twins and had to make a massive run to go from 11, 12, 13 games back to tie them and then stay ahead for like a day and then go back. The Indians can't have a start like that where they're 12 or 13 games back at first place or in a wild card spot. They basically, off the jump, need to be ready to go and have their A games at the start of the season. So that's why this spring training 2.0 is so important for the Indians to get ready, because they don't really have time to make up if they have a bad start. And then the other 20 games, which is basically the last 1/3 of the season, is going to be versus the NL Central teams. That means we got the Chicago Cubs, Cincinnati Reds, Milwaukee Brewers, the Pittsburgh Pirates, and the St. Louis Cardinals. Now we get to have a great, Ohio Cup against the Reds, which is really nice. Get to play the Cubs again. Get to see Christian Yelich and the Brewers. That's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited for that series. You got St. Louis Cardinals, with all those guys, Yadier Molina and all of them. That's going to be fun. And you got the Pittsburgh Pirates, which for us Indians fans, Pittsburgh isn't that far away. That's a good hour drive, hour 10 minutes. That's not bad to go to Pittsburgh. I know not a lot of us want to go to Pittsburgh because, let's be honest, it's Pittsburgh. But just PNC Park is a really nice ballpark. That's one of my bucket list stadiums that I want to go see, because it is just super nice, for a stadium. At least it's not like the other stadium that's in Pittsburgh. We're not going to talk about that. But PNC is nice. I give them a lot of credit for that. So that's going to be fun seeing those, how they're going to play that out. I'm going to guess they might do like a 4-game series between those 5 teams to make up those 20 games, because I don't really see baseball trying to do a 2-2 or like have one team play the Indians more than another, like a 5-game series here, then maybe like a 3-game series there. I think they're going to try to do like a 4-game series between the Indians and the NL Central teams. Because like I said, anything other than like having one team get 5, then one team get 3, or like they do a split like 2-2, that's, I don't know how the travel is going to work out. They're going to split the series into 2 games at 2-game home and homes. So I think they're going to try to go for more of the 4-game series. I'm hoping it's not 100% non-stone. That's just my overall guess in terms of what's the possible option for the Indians and how they might be looking at their schedule if they're going to be on the road for these NL Central matchups. So it all really depends. Once that's out for sure, I'll get out to you guys on the Facebook page, on Twitter, and all that stuff. But right now, that's what the schedule is looking like, is that you got 40 games against the AL Central teams that we face every year, then 20 games against the NL Central to stay in the geographical region. You got the normal, you got your division winners, they all get in, and then you got the wild card teams and all that other hoopla and all that stuff. So that's basically the rundown of what is going on in terms of all the rules and stuff. There is a universal DH, so the NL teams will have a DH this year. Only this year, for the baseball purists, I'm kind of one of them. There's some rules I'm okay with. The DH, I want to keep that in the NL, but if they do ever get to that at some point, fine, so be it. But for right now, just for this season, there is going to be a universal DH between all leagues. So, it's fine. No big deal. Whatever. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. You know, unfortunate guys like, you know, Madison Bumgarner, Zach Greinke, Jacob DeGrom, all those guys who can rake the ball as a pitcher. Unfortunately, they won't be doing any batting this year, but overall, okay, not too bad. It is what it is. Not that big of a deal. So, that's basically all the rundowns of the rules and stuff that's going on right now, you know, like all the coronavirus procedures, stuff like that. So, basically how the schedule is going to play out, you know, for starting next week, next Wednesday. A week from today, July 1st, teams will report to their facilities at their home ballpark. So the Indians are going to be at Progressive Field. You know, you got other teams, you know, like the Pirates are going to be at PNC. You know, the Brewers are going to be at Miller Park, blah, 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 all that stuff. All the teams are going to their home stadiums. Supposedly, the teams who are in the states that have the spike in coronavirus, there's a possibility they might have those guys go train somewhere else in a state that's not really affected by it as much as, like, you know, Arizona, Florida, you know, all these other states that have gotten a massive rise in the coronavirus. So they might have all those teams go somewhere else to possibly train at either colleges or, you know, minor league facilities and stuff like that. So that's something that's going to be prevalent. Now, what they're saying for the rosters, teams are going to have 60 guys that can't report to spring training. Now, not all 60 guys have to be there for major league camp. They could have guys report to the Progressive Field that are going to be playing for the Indians this year, but they can have all their other guys, you know, part of the rest of the, you know, rest of the 60 guys in terms of the roster, quote-unquote roster for the Indians. They could be at another facility that's possibly an hour away, so you could have a bunch of guys, you know, practicing at, you know, the Lake County Captains Stadium, or they could be down in Akron where the Rubber Ducks are at. So it all really depends on what the Indians want to do, if they want to have all 60 guys at the Indians facility, or they're going to have a lot of the core guys at the at Progressive Field and have everyone else at the other training, at the other stadiums, you know, practicing and stuff like that. So, and they also said that not everyone on the 40-man roster has to be there at the main part of training camp. So it all really depends what the Indians want to do, if they want to have everyone there together, or they're going to, like I said, split everyone up and have like the main group at Progressive and then have like the rest of the guys at Lake County Captain Stadium, or have the guys at, you know, like Lake Erie Crushers Stadium, if, you know, that's a possibility, or they have them go down to Akron and play at, you know, practice at the Rubber Ducks facility. So spring training starts July 1st, which is a week from today, and the regular season is supposed to start either July 23rd or July 24th. There is a trade deadline, which is really odd for a short season like this, on August 31st. Which is basically going to have about three weeks, maybe 3.5 weeks left of the regular season before it ends September 27th. So that's really going to make it interesting if teams are going to trade guys, if they're not doing so well, or they might just not do any moves at all, because it's going to be kind of hard to evaluate how the guys on these teams are going to do with 30-odd games played by the trade deadline. So, don't expect a lot of main key component blockbuster trades happen. It might be like some low-end key guys, like maybe like a depth position or maybe like a couple prospects getting traded off to each other. But I would not really expect like a Francisco Lindor trade or, you know, a Mike Clevinger trade or Shane Bieber or, you know, all the big-name guys. I would not really expect a massive trade to go down by the trade deadline this year. If anything happens massive wise on the Indians front in terms of Frankie or anyone else on the roster, that's going to be more of like off season before 2021 season starts. So for everyone wondering what's going to happen with Frankie, he's most probably 99.999% staying with the Indians for this whole, you know, 60 game regular season, however long the playoffs are going to be. So I wouldn't really too worry about that. So that's basically when the trade deadline is going to be, is August 31st. The regular season ends September 27th. After that, no one really knows what the playoffs are going to look like and how that's scheduled. That's going to be further down the line. So that's going to be an interesting part of how that works out. Now, for the team, for the players itself, you know, guys who got hurt, you know, in spring training, like, you know, Cookie Carrasco, you know, like Clevinger and all those guys. Those guys got a lot of extra time to recover, so they should be good to go by the time season starts, because they were minor, they weren't super serious injuries, so they're going to be back. A guy who has really benefited from this long wait for the baseball season to come back is Tyler Naquin, because he's been out since last year due to the knee injury he got. So for the fact that he's had all this time to recover, you know, rehab and all this stuff, this is the perfect time for him to come back and be healthy by the time this season starts. So you could probably see a healthy Tyler Naquin would come into this offensive team and play in the outfield this year. It is some high hopes for me, and I'm really hoping that it happens, because being able to get Tyler Naquin back before the season starts is so huge. I hope Tyler's able to come back and play, because that'd be great. So all the guys who were basically injured for the Indians going into this year really benefited from this long layoff during coronavirus, especially Tyler Naquin. Now, this was brought up to my attention yesterday, was the Emmanuel Class A Corey Kluber trade. Yes, that trade is, when it first happened, wasn't really excited about that, because I felt like we could have got more for Kluber. And now for the fact that Emmanuel Class A, before the season even started, did get suspended for 80 games, and for the fact there's only going to be 60 this year, I have a strong feeling that, well, obviously he's not going to play at all this year, so that's already went down the tubes. So don't expect Emmanuel Class A to be playing for the Indians this year. So that's already one piece of the puzzle of that trade not going right. That's without saying that he won't even be ready for 20 games next year either. So you're going to get him for maybe 142 games next year. So, yeah, that trade has already not benefited the Indians, for the fact that the guy who was the quote-unquote key piece of that trade is missing this whole 2020 season and is probably going to miss 20 games starting next year as well. So, as of right now, that trade's not looking good, unless Delino Del Shields plays above and beyond what everyone expects him to. If Delino Del Shields plays out of his mind and shows that he still has something in the tank, and that he's not just a fourth outfielder or just a guy who's mostly well-known for speed, if he actually does something for the Indians in the 60-game stretch, he might, with a hard M and T at the end of this, be able to salvage anything of that trade between him and Class A for Kluber. So, Delino Del Shields, I like the guy. You know, great social media. Seems like a cool dude. But he's going to have to play out of his mind this year to make that trade feel worth it, not only for the Indians, but for the fans, for the sole reason that Class A is gone for the whole season this year and 20 games next year, and for the fact that Kluber's going to be on a Rangers team that everyone's talking about might do something. So hopefully Delino Del Shields does something. So that's basically going to be, you know, it's a lot shorter episode than I've usually done. You know, it's not something I wanted to do a massive long show on, just because I wanted to get this out for you guys, because I haven't done an episode since March, because I didn't really want to do episodes every other week talking about the same things over and over and over again, because you're like, oh, you know, MLBPA sent an offer, MLB declines, MLB sent an offer, MLBPA declines. I didn't want to go over the same thing over and over and over again for you guys. You know, guys like, you know, Starting Nine, you know, with Jared Karabas and Dallas Braden, and, you know, they can do that, you know, because they have a lot of more resources, and, you know, those guys are really more well-known. I can't. For me, I just really couldn't put more episodes out for you guys, where I'm just sitting there going, yep, same thing as it's gone for the last, you know, month and a half, 2-3 months. You know, nothing's really happened. This is what the offer was. They declined it. This is what this group did. That one got declined, so I didn't really want to do that to you guys in terms of having this multiple over and over and over and over again, the same episodes where it's the same exact thing. So that's why I kind of wanted to wait until now when we knew for sure baseball's going to be back, and that's why I wanted to drop this episode today, the day after it was announced that baseball will be back. And that's why you mostly just saw me, you know, share stuff on the Facebook page, but not really do anything in terms of a podcast, just to save you guys time from sitting there just to be able to listen to me talk about the same things and stuff like that. So that's kind of why you didn't really have a lot of podcasts for me over the last few months. But now since baseball is back, I will be jumping more into getting into more baseball stuff again. You know, get fan questions back in. I know Owen has probably been dying to ask me some questions. So, Owen, don't worry. I got some. I'll make sure to get your questions answered on the next episode. So, don't worry, brother. I got you covered. But that's basically what's going to be about this episode, is just saying, hey, baseball's back. These are the rules that have been implemented. This is what the schedule is going to be looking like. You know, what are the rosters going to be doing? You know, all this other stuff and everything else is going on. So, probably next week or the next week or the week after that, when I'm back home from the road, I will get the sixth episode ready to go. I'll get some fan questions in and all that good stuff. So until then, guys, hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday. Hope you guys are looking forward to next Wednesday when spring training starts. You know, hopefully, you know, get some more Indians content from the Indians themselves. And I'll make sure I'll get some more content out for you guys. And then probably the weekend after, probably it's going to be 4th of July weekend is when I'll be back home. So maybe we'll get some good 4th of July weekend content out for another podcast for episode 6. But until then, have a great night, guys. You know, be excited for, you know, Indians baseball coming back. I know everyone's been mad at the, you know, at both sides. I'm not mad at the players. I'm more so just a frustrated with the owners. Don't put it on the players. You know, they tried their best. They, you know, they wanted to get more games in, but it was just one of those things where the owners didn't want to do it. So don't blame the players, guys. You know, the players deserve what they deserve to make. The owners make bank on TV deals and ticket sales and all that stuff. So don't blame the guys. All right. But like I said, until then, have a great rest of your night. See you guys in about a week and a half or so, 4th of July weekend, with another episode of Downtown Indians. Until then, have a great night, and let's go Indians.